Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
From the beginning of time, man has asked, you know, what do women want? Philosophers have pondered that question.
So in depth.
It's so in depth. And guess what? In season one, we answered that for you. What do women want, Tracy?
Well, let's see. We want you to tell us we're pretty. Mm-hmm. And we want you to feed us food.
Oh, my God.
Pizza and tacos, please.
Will you look at that?
Two things.
So now.
Maybe pick up a vacuum once every 2 months, but that's it.
Oh, here we go. Three things. What else?
That's all. I'll be happy with tell me I'm pretty and feed me. I'm good.
Now we want to know, it's season two, what do men want?
That we don't fucking know.
We don't know. We
think we know. Girls think they know what they want, but
first,
they don't.
At first, Tracy and I, the way we plan our episodes, we get together, we take notes, and you know, at first we had these pages of what men want, and we realized...
No fucking notes. We have no fucking notes.
We're like, we got to scratch it. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Let's hear from the men. So we have an awesome episode for you today. We are going to take calls from our male listeners. We have a survey that we're going to go through.
And we have a bomb fucking guy guest coming.
Yes.
You guys are half coming, Tracy.
Eric D'Alessandro! He is Staten Island's own.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedian. He is on Instagram. Pause this tape right now.
Stop what you're doing and go follow him.
Because he's not just hilarious. He's super cute.
Oh, yeah. He's adorable.
He's adorable.
He's friends with Corey. Is that weird? I had no idea when I was like a fan who used to listen randomly when he had like 15,000 followers. It was like his beginning. And I was like, oh my God, this kid I listened to is so funny. And Corey had no idea I was listening to him. And the kid had no idea. It was so random.
Staten Island people are like, it's like incestual. Close. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, his Instagram is ericdalessandro. Eric D'Alessandro.
Check him out.
It's important. You have to send all of his videos to your friends because there's not one video you will not relate to.
Yes.
He's the most relatable human ever.
So we're going to have him on a little later in the show. But yeah, so, you know, I said to Tracy, like, what is a way to reach the masses? So we went straight Steve Harvey style and we put out a survey. We surveyed all the male listeners and we had all of our female listeners send their boyfriends, their husbands over.
It was so funny because people are like, my girlfriend's making me do this. I was like, the same girlfriend who made you watch Jerseylicious.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Dave Chappelle once said that men only want four simple things. Mm-hmm. Suck his dick, play with his balls, fix him a sandwich, and don't talk so much.
Sounds accurate as fuck. That, when you asked me what men want, those were like the things that came first to my brain, but I didn't want to be like sexist and be like, that's all men want. But Dave Chappelle said it, so I'm going with it.
Yeah. So are men really that simple? So we surveyed the audience Steve Harvey style. I have not shown Tracy these answers, okay?
Is this what you're handing me?
Yeah.
This
survey. How many pages do you have there?
I want to say 17. Okay, I'm gonna skim through it.
I want you to.
But on the first page alone, I see.
What do you notice? First of all,
one word answers.
Okay, so
you don't have much to say.
What I surveyed, and the survey said, one simple question: what do men want?
Guys, there's three pages of just one word answers. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna read you just the first page: sex, head, morning sex, blowjobs, pussy, don't talk so much.
Oh,
a sandwich.
My God.
What the fuck is this world coming to?
I want you guys to know this is not
made up. I
have
17 pages of this. We're gonna take pictures of it.
Keep going.
It's highlighted. Oh, you want me to? Oh, you want more?
Yep.
Sex and food. Wake me up in the morning to head.
Hold on. Oh, we have one human in the world. The right person. Wow, I'm shocked.
The right person. Yeah,
and then after that, sex in caps all the time. Other sex, sex, sex. Don't be so crazy. Give me sex. Blowjobs and beer.
Blowjobs and
a
beer.
A gaping wet hole to slap my pork sword into. Sex. When I tell you I cannot make this shit, who says pork sword? Me and Jessica would never have said something like, this is fucking insane.
Pork sword.
A clean house, sex, sex, dinner, morning sex, sex, and dinner. Oh, okay. So you want food and sex. Got it. I wasn't getting that from this. Money. Men want to sleep peacefully alongside their significant other and not have to worry about her hair ending up in his butt crack when they wake up. That's what men want. You guys, you are fucking deep. Let me tell you.
This can't be me.
I want all the power. Okay. Some guy goes, I want all the sex. Okay. A girl that will laugh with you and is able to hold her liquor. I mean, good point, man.
I like that one.
I like the hold her liquor thing. They don't know what they want. Some guy so eloquently posts blowies. What a Tracy. Fucking hero. What a goddamn superhero right there. Or not, doesn't even have blowjob in him. He just wants blowies.
And by the way, this is... We surveyed over 100 people here. Oh,
this is all... I'm
keep
going through pages.
Keep going.
Loyalty and blowjobs. Well, hand in hand. I mean, sex, true. Loyalty, food, sex, morning head. Again, you guys love the morning head. Don't know what it is.
I should probably get on that, huh? I don't want to wake up in the morning.
Alone time, blowjob, sandwiches, food.
Alone time.
Alone time.
What do men want? Alone time. Yeah.
For our wife to leave the house and give us me time, in quotes, me.
Oh, my
quotes.
God.
Loyalty, sex, food, peace and quiet. Don't talk so much. Blowjobs while playing video games. Blowjobs while playing video games. So not only you want to be a fucking 30-year-old something tool who doesn't leave the house, but you want me to blow you at the same time that you're going back in time and centuries worth of knowledge and education. You want to just go back in time. And on top of it, blowies. Cool.
I cannot think of anything more boring.
Sex and silence. That one's my favorite. You guys are topping them. You guys are fucking topping them. It's amazing. This is the most amazing thing I've ever read.
Let me see.
Take it. I'm done. Here, one fell on the floor. I'm done with it. I can't. I feel like I just read into the simple minds of like Neanderthals.
This one is so...
You found one
we
that's
want
not
loyalty?
Sex, love, and money?
No, it is. I mean, this is so... I mean, you would think like somebody wrote this 40 years ago. We want loyalty, a clean home, a hot meal on the table when we come home from work, a BJ a
yes,
day.
Honey.
A BJ a day.
A BJ a day keeps the hose away.
And respect. That's pretty much about it.
Oh, that's it. Okay. So I'm supposed to clean for you, cook for you, cut your food, feed you, blow you at the same time. Blowjob a day keeps
and respect you for doing shit.
Oh, and then respect you for maybe working a 9-to-5 while I take care of all your kids that you inseminated me with.
You want a fucking cookie for
Got it. I'm writing it all down.
All right.
Sex and food. That's what you're going to find. Sex, food, morning head.
How about this one?
Don't be too crazy. Some crazy is good.
Oh, you like a little bit of psycho. But as long as she's blowing you. Hold on. What does it say?
Wait. No, then it says BJ and beer. Often.
Yeah, often.
They can't even write a full sentence.
No, these are not full sentences. These are words thrown together. BJ and beer often.
All I want is to be able to make money for my family without my girl calling me every 20 minutes asking what I'm doing, who I'm with, why am I having fun. All I'm doing is working. It's like I'm doing something wrong. No, I'm making money for our 3 kids, 2 cats, dog, hamster, a freaking chicken, and my wife wants to spend money on delivery food and Amazon.
Okay. I'm currently popping 17 Xanax after that. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, can I tell you something serious, though?
But you're right.
I'm honestly surprised anal isn't on there.
I am surprised.
I'm honestly surprised because sex, okay, yeah, I get it. But, like, a lot of guys didn't put anal. I'm pretty shocked.
We want a little more attention from our wives. Not much, but just a little.
Okay. Goodbye. Fucking just a little. I just want a little attention
like,
from
they
my
don't,
wife.
If they don't even know what the fuck they want. They're like, we want a crazy girl, but not too crazy. Attention, but not too much attention. We want fish tacos,
but blow me.
But not too much fish.
Like, fish tacos, but then I want a cold beer while you blow me. Goodbye.
All right. This one's interesting. Girls who are confident in their body and relationships, calling yourself fat and jealous are a turnoff. We've talked
about
that before.
Okay, I like him. He needs a standing ovation.
Okay. It's a little better. Maybe not a standing O, but just a clap.
I mean, some type of O, because he's the only one getting an O. So
I mean, I've said this to my friends before, to stop like talking down about yourself to your guys.
It's not attractive. Like, confidence, oh my God, do I look fat in this? I look fat in this? No, stop being so needy and needing him to be like, no, baby, you look beautiful. Cause inside he's thinking like, yeah, you kind of do look fat in that, but I know I'm going to lose if I tell you that. So no, you look great. But he's also thinking, why don't you know that you look good in that? Like,
right. Just tell us what you want for dinner. Simple question, simple answer.
No.
No.
It's not simple.
First of all, guys, stop doing that. All you want to do is tell her, like, I made reservations. Like, make it like you went out of your way to, like, make this beautiful night for her. Yes. And then she will be, like, oh, so swept up that she'll be like, I don't even care what we're eating. I'm just happy he put this together.
I also feel like my husband and I, like, sometimes argue about food because he knows what I fucking want.
Maybe he's not
in the mood for it. So, like, he's like, oh, you're being difficult. But no, you just don't want to get what I want. And you know we're going to end up with what I want anyway. Mm. So let's just get it. How about this, Trey? A nice home-cooked meal instead of takeout or dine-in restaurants all the time.
Well, yeah, but also the guy ends up paying for that a lot. So he's like, yo, I'm drained.
But I think men have their, like, their mothers cooked for them.
Yeah.
And I know we always say, like, don't treat your significant other like your
mom.
Like a mom. But at the same time, like, that a good home-cooked meal does give you that warm, once in a while, fuzzy feeling. And I do feel like maybe our generation is bad at that.
I think we're so fast to be like, let's go out to dinner because it's fabulous and we want something to post, and the second you're there you're taking pictures of your meal and you're posting it. Like, you're not, it's not even about you and him going out. It's more about like, oh my God, my husband took me out and then I have to post my meal and my picture of my meal. And more like, I post a picture of my wine when I go out with my friends just to prove like, hi, I'm not a loser, I do have friends. But like, when my husband takes me out to dinner, like, I'm not like, oh, I have to post this to show that like you took me out to dinner.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I think definitely the Instagram, social media age.
It's totally ruined everyone.
Yeah,
honestly.
It really has, because there are some things that are nice. And I think, you know, a woman enjoys a good home cooked meal. I think that is something that is worth talking about, you know. And what we were talking about before, because I'm reading the last one. Men think about sex 200 times a day. Do you want an honest answer or a fabricated answer? So, you know what? There are things. All right, let's talk about sex for a second. Okay.
Growing
men
up,
want sex.
I legitimately, because all my guy friends told me this growing up, even in like middle school, Adidas stood for all day, I dream about sex. I was told that by every single guy. When Adidas was popular, those white shoes with the three stripes, you know, those low tops, you know what I'm talking about? Everyone wore them. I'd be like, what does Adidas stand for? I don't even know what it stands for. And it's all day I dream about sports. Nope. I was told for years it was all day I dream about sex, and I didn't know any better. And I was like, damn, that's so messed up. Like, all day you dream. Like, I've been scarred since middle school.
I mean, I think there are ways to give men, without having to actually put out every day, to give men that fantasy, which is like, send them a sext once in a while.
Oh, sexting is mandatory. I think it should be like, oh, like every other day.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to be in the mood for it, like, you know, have an arsenal of butt pics that you can send him to shut him up. Right, Trey?
Oh, shut up. I knew you were going to call me out. I just take them. Sometimes I'll just take them just because I'm in the shower and it looks good at that time. And then when he asks for them, I'll send them.
I mean, it's fucking genius because
I don't
half
have to.
The time women are, we got shit to do. We work, by the way.
Not
we
only
have
that,
jobs.
It's
do you
prep.
Have you guys know that?
Yeah,
we
have
jobs.
Some of us actually
some
work.
Some of us
okay.
work.
Also, they're like, oh, we'll just go in the bathroom. We're like, we're not always prepared. Like,
yeah.
We need those on deck.
Yes. So like, yeah, it's not like, oh, send me a nude. Okay, let me just
first of all, and send me a nude is not like, with your face. I'll never do that ever. I'll never send a photo with my face out. It's not happening.
Good. You're smart cookie.
Thanks.
So, you know, like, that's a good thing you can do. I mean, there's ways to create this, there's way to keep things sexy without having sex. It doesn't always equal the two things.
I mean,
if that makes any sense.
They're never going to turn sex down. So, you know that.
That
so,
is true.
If you're not into it, you got to come up with something else. And that's when blowjobs come into play. Also, like, it doesn't have to, more than likely, I'm going to say, if you don't want to be having sex and you want to just put out, like, I don't know, tops a 15-minute blowjob, just put your all into it and you're done. You don't have to have sex, because more than likely, they don't even want to. They just want the blowjob.
I want to see if men are really this simple. I have someone calling in that he's known for being a player. He's known for going through his fair share of women. And when he settled down, I want to know why this girl, what it was, what made her different, and what he wanted that he was like, that he finally saw. Let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, what's up?
I actually know Ray from the college days, and I thought he'd be a great first caller to call in because Ray is the typical, I don't want to say stereotypical, but kind of are you?
A little bit.
Oh, a little bit.
Like, can we count the women you've slept with on, not definitely we need.
On a top 100 list.
Yeah, I was going to say, we need like bodies. Like,
no,
I mean,
it's not in the hundreds, please.
No,
really?
Wow, I'm impressed. I a lot of guys that. I know they are in the hundreds. So I'm
hundreds plural, though.
But like, you know, you've been around the block, and yes. I just feel like I feel like you know now you're married, you have a wife,
whoa,
you've got a brand
someone locked them down,
brand new baby. I want to know how the fuck you got locked down. Like,
yeah, we want to know
what do men want? Like, what was it that this one woman like? What you know what I mean? Like, that's what we're trying to solve here.
Okay, so I know that's obviously a very important question for the ladies out there. But so it was weird. So like something happened. Like, you know, I had a really good run in my 20s, and it was just so easy to sleep with women. So I was like, you know, why am I gonna change this?
That's
fun. That's the problem.
It's so easy and to sleep with women.
I never went bald, so it never got hard.
And if you were to go bald, wouldn't you just shave it off? That is an argument I have all the
Ray,
time.
Yeah, we hate the men that like
are
leave,
holding
like
on.
Strands.
They're holding on to
like
their receding hairline. No, they're combing it back, but it's so far back that it's like it's almost half a head.
I always wanted to do the bangs where, you know, you wear it forward when that big bald.
Oh, I can't. Oh, my God. I'm always like, just shave it. Just fucking shave it.
Yeah, shave it all off. We'd rather you go like
the
Rock.
We want the bald. Yeah, the Rock. We want the Rock before the Trump.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's never going to happen to me, so it won't matter. I'm going to have hair until I'm
doesn't
like,
matter because you got the wife, you got the baby. At this point, anything can
wife,
happen.
Wife, baby, and hair. You are living the dream,
yeah.
My friend.
Oh, man. Nothing to
the
complain
fucking
about.
Fucking trifecta.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so like 30 came and I was saying to myself, you know, I do want to start a family. It's time to kind of settle down. So I was like, well, what do I look for? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a piece of shit. And the thing I looked for most was
tits.
Like, which one of these girls has the least chance of getting really fat?
Oh, my God.
And welcome your wife. There she hot piece of ass. He wanted the trophy wife. So it's
I'm sweating.
No,
I'm sweating.
This is exactly how men think. He wanted the trophy wife. He was like, which one is not going to get fat? Which one's going to be hot for a real long time? Which one am I going to be sexually attracted
honest.
To? Like, this is what guys
it's
think.
True.
So I'm not hating you guys. We do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I'm just going to be honest. And like, when I met her, she was super, super thin. And I was like, you know what? She's never going to be fat. This is a fucking win right here.
That was your like game changer.
Wow.
Oh, God. Well, she was really pretty too. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't just that. She, you know, she has a lot of great qualities, but like the thing that sold me into full on hyper, like, let's date, let me take her out to dinner, let me show her I could make money, that type of shit. That was super thin, never going to be fat. You've seen pictures of her. She was pregnant 4 months ago. She still weighs 100 pounds. It's crazy.
I know. I that was bullshit. She's just like a little person.
Oh, she's peanut.
She's just a little human.
She's adorable.
Yep. Never going to be fat, ever.
There
I
has
eat
to
her
be...
ice cream at night by the fucking boatload, and she never gains a pound.
Does she eat?
She eats, like, she doesn't eat big portions, but she eats like a real degenerate. Like, you know, like candy in the morning, ice cream at night, that's constant.
Wow, good for her.
And that was it. So you guys really are, you guys really are that shallow.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute.
So I don't know if you think you know how bad men are in the brain, whatever you think, it's times 100 worse.
Wow.
It's all the time. It's nonstop. We are pieces of shit. And I think most people privately will admit that. There's a thing inside us that is, it's sex, and it's all the time. And like when you see a woman, it's true. You undress her 100% of the time, even if she's like old and crusty and, you know, she's still wearing like a cleavage titty shirt. You look at the titties. You just can't help yourself. It's like I'm going to be honest with you. I wish it wasn't like that. Like, I don't want to look at every woman and want to fuck her, but I do. It's just something you can't, there's no switch. You can't really turn that off. You could turn off the acting on things, but the wanting and looking, it's fucking impossible.
Wow.
Sorry. Well,
No, it's all good. We asked for this. We did this to ourselves. It's fine.
I know tons of people too. Like there's the massage parlors, the strip clubs. I mean, there's a reason why those things is such a booming business.
Yeah. Okay. So how booming are these businesses? Is this like a normal thing? Do you have guys who still do that?
Yes.
What? How do you feel about guys that like pay to get jerked off?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't see a problem. I mean, I don't do it, but like, what's the big deal? So you don't want a 7-year-old Asian woman jerking you off? I mean, it's you blow your load and you walk out. It's great. Why is that a, why is that a bad thing? Well, here, look. Let me preface this by saying there's a lot of people who are married, right, and who get literally nothing from their wives, and you know, for whatever various reasons, but they just need some kind of release, and this is what they do. And you know, these 7-year-old Asian women, they charge like $40 or $50, whatever it is.
So those poor guys who are getting nothing, I get it. But the guys who are getting something and are still going to these places, they're probably sex addicts, correct?
Probably. I don't think you're gonna find too many people doing that who are getting sex or blowjobs regularly. I think that's gonna be a minority.
Right. Wait, sorry. I know we're so off topic, but could you get off from an 80-year-old Asian lady?
Could I personally?
Yeah.
Do you really want me to answer that?
Oh my God, it's yes. The answer is yes.
Honestly, if you closed my eyes and just said someone's going to give you a hand job in my head, I could picture Jessica Biel and it'd be fine.
Oh my God. I'm traumatized for all of your lives. I don't even know how you guys get through the day. I really don't.
Well,
okay.
You've said it all.
Well, I've learned a lot.
We're ending the show now.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Not making any other episodes.
Wow. This is our finale episode instantly.
Yeah. The Armageddon of episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. You are the Ben Affleck of our episode. It's happening.
Well, you know, we really appreciate the honesty because we are trying to, I don't know.
We're trying to figure it out because we think we know, but we don't know anything apparently. Because like you said, whatever we thought we knew about we're guys wrong. And how bad they were, they're 100 times worse.
Yeah.
It's 100. Like literally that's as accurate of a depiction as you're going to get. Whatever you think it is, it's 100 times worse. And because you don't have that, you know, that inside knowledge, you're just never going
to
understand.
So right. Let me ask you, how can a woman take this knowledge and use it to her advantage?
Yeah. Like what can we do to beat the system?
You know what I mean? Like, how can I take this and be like, and do something proactive with it to land?
Like, what do we have to do? It's just literally 24/7 blowjobs, right? That's what you're asking for. Okay.
Honestly, if I had the real, answer, I would fucking be a millionaire writing a book. But I will tell you that, you know, from my perspective, the biggest thing I could tell you, you know, I know a lot of married guys, and it's cliche to say blowjobs all the time, but just keep your guys satisfied. I mean, if you don't want them staring off into the sunset or you know, going to a massage parlor, just keep them satisfied. I mean, we're such simple beasts. And if you do that, you're never going to be able to eliminate the chances, but you could drop them pretty low. It's best you hope for.
Wow. Ray, you know what I do? Like if my husband goes out, like if he's like going to go to Hoboken for the night, like I'll make sure to blow him or something.
Smartest thing. Honestly, the best thing you could ever do. Every business trip I have, right before I get on the plane, I get a blowjob. And it's just like,
wow.
Feel great.
Like, yeah, I don't like say it to him. Like I don't make it known like, oh, this has to happen. Like because he's dumb. So I just, you know, I'm like, oh, like I just pretend.
Don't worry.
Like,
our husbands don't listen or support us. So they'll never hear any of this. So it's fine.
You know, like I just pretend like I'm in the mood. But in reality, I have an objective, which is to make him as least
horny as he can be. Sending him out into prowl of Hoboken.
Sending him into
whores.
The wilderness.
The Hoboken whores.
Yeah. You know, my wife straight out tells me, she's like, look, I don't want you looking at other girls. I'm going to blow you. I'm like, hey, I can live with that. I can fuck with that every day.
Yeah, but are you? But she knows that you it's like something you can't help, right? I mean, you can look but not touch.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. Like I don't mind like if you're looking, you know, who's that hurting? But at the same when you're like acting on it, I think that's a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, she knows that the looking's never gonna end, but yeah, it's just all to not act and it just makes her feel safer. I mean, I'm probably not gonna do anything anyway, but it whatever makes her feel better, and it makes me feel a lot better, so it's a win-win.
Oh, I bet you're benefiting. I bet.
Oh, huge benefit. Huge
I bet.
Well, as always, it is a pleasure. It's a treat talking to you.
What a fucking apple turnover treat this was.
Yeah, holy shit. Have me on again, no problem.
We're going to. We're putting you in our filing cabinet.
Yeah, we're putting you in the cabinet.
For sure.
Sweet. The Rolodex.
Yeah, you're going in the black book.
Thanks, Ray. We appreciate the honesty. Okay, guys, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk to Eric. So stay tuned and support our sponsors. Listen to our sponsors. They are the reason that we can make these shows. We've been talking about it for a while. Have you tried Zola yet? If not, what are you waiting for? If you have friends that are getting married, make your life easier. Tell them to get their butts on Zola. Zola has everything you need all in one place. They've thought of everything: venues, invites, registry, and more. And they'll be with you every step of your wedding planning journey. Whatever your style or budget, Zola has you covered with venues, photographers, florists, and more to make your wedding happen. Once you've set the date, you can send your save the dates and invitations right on Zola too. There's so many great designs to choose from. And my favorite part, you get a wedding website for free. So on this website, you will have all your information. So when you do send out your save the dates, everything's in one place. Your registry, your invite, pictures, where to go, the hotels, reservations, transportation, whatever you need. It's so much easier for your guests. I guess Zola really offers, as you can see, everything. But I'm hyper focused on the guest part because I wanted it to be easy for my guests and I wanted to not be bothered by them. And really, if I had had Zola when I got married, it would have solved a lot of my problems. So now I am sharing Zola with you in the hopes that you try this and you have an easier time with your wedding planning. And honestly, Zola makes it fun. Start planning the wedding you want at Zola.com/bad examples. That's Zola.com/bad examples.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
All right, guys, this is my favorite person to follow on Instagram out of the thousands that I follow. He's the only one I check up on his page, like an actual creep. You guys, he will brighten up any day. And right now he's going to kill it and make you understand why you need to follow him. This is Eric. Eric, welcome to the show. Bad Examples.
Hi, guys.
You know, Eric, we wanted you on because you are honest.
We're like, who's going to tell us to shut the fuck up and make me a sandwich, Eric?
You say it how it is. You know, don't hold back when it comes to anything. So this episode, we're trying to figure out what men want.
So we're calling you.
Yeah. We're asking you for the answers.
No pressure.
Well, I will try to help. I'm not really a typical man, though.
No, you're like one of the nice ones, which is weird. Liana won. Liana, Team Liana. She won.
Oh, yeah. That's not a good way to start off that he has a girlfriend.
But he does. And she's got to know because they've been together for how long now?
5 years.
Okay. Wow. So she knows what she's doing. So maybe we should have her fucking on here, too, so she could tell us because she's obviously got it worked out. All right. So we want to know, with comedic relief, because last week was so rough that we were like, we got to just like let loose this week and just, you know, tell us how it is. So, in your mind, first of all, Eric lives in California now, but he grew up on Staten Island. I could never survive where you are.
It's difficult, but I don't talk to anyone. I have a girlfriend, so I don't want friends.
Oh, so you hate everyone too?
Yes, very much so.
I hate everyone.
My girlfriend's the greatest. She's the she's the one who is very friendly with everyone, and she's the one who has to drag me out and stuff. I just want to stay home and do nothing with her all the time.
Wonderful.
I'm such a boring loser.
Aw, how romantical.
I like that. That's me too. Yeah. I'm a boring
loser. I guess.
Okay, so we took this survey. We had men write in what they want from women. And I have a paper in front of me, and it's sex, head, morning sex, blowjobs, and pussy. Those are the words that I have. They're one words. And I have 17 pages worth of those, and it's all the same. One of them said peace and quiet.
Like, are men really that simple?
Is this all they want?
Is it that easy to please you?
Answer is yes. They are that animalistic. Jesus. They are that simple.
Animalistic.
They are that cut and dry. You know, me want meat, me want sex, and that's basically it.
Me want sex. That's awesome.
I spent a lot of time like with my sister and my mom.
Oh, so, you like, have like, you know, family that's close to you that's female. So.
Well, yeah. And I, and like also growing up, I look back now and I like realize I was always around women, and it wasn't even like on purpose. Like I'd be hanging out in the kitchen and all of a sudden all the guys leave. I'm like, okay, here I am with me, my sister, my aunts and my mom, like talking about, and I'm looking around like, where the fuck are all the guys? Why am I only the only guy again? So like,
my brother-in-law's like that.
Yeah, I think that impacted me. And I would hang out with my sister and her friends. I would definitely hang out with my brother and my brothers and their friends too. But like, I don't think about sex 20 like men do. Like, you know, like.
So there are breeds out there. There are versions of men out there.
There really are.
Okay, cool. Because right now I'm only hearing one.
Or maybe men have this persona that they feel like they have to be like, oh, sex. But like Eric doesn't feel like he has to, you know, play this role or, you know, he doesn't have to hide behind this like this masculinity. You know, I think it's all kind of bullshit, really, when you come down to it, because I don't know. I have a husband. We have normal conversations. But based on this survey, like you said, you would think that men are straight animals.
So here's something interesting to that narrative. Guys do that 100%. They will change who they are depending on who they're around. So I won't mention any names here, but I have friends who are very like, I don't know, boring and respectful like me. And then when they get around my other friends who are just savages and want to go to strip clubs all the time, they become those guys.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't really like strip clubs. I don't really like the stuff that like, you know, I hate football. I don't drink beer. So I don't fit in with a lot of guy macho shit. So like,
he's a breed that's extinct.
I've noticed that. Like,
do you watch The Bachelor?
But look, a lot of girls just want that. You know, they don't want, they think they want a nice guy until they get a nice guy. And then they're like,
no, that's like the main thing, I think, is girls were always like, oh my God, I can never find a nice guy. And a nice guy is like outside banging on her door. And she's like, this guy won't leave me the fuck alone. Like, it's
100%
crazy.
100%. I've had girls tell me that I looked too cute and they wanted me to change because they didn't look cute enough.
Also, I think men are better looking in general than women because we have to like wear makeup and stuff to get by. And men are just like, just what I am is what I am.
That is true. But also growing up on Staten Island, when I would leave the house dressed kind of nice and I wasn't wearing, you know, Jordans with sweatpants, they would throw her a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I also feel like I lived there for 8 years. Okay. So I get what you're saying because Staten Island is literally its own country. It's the weirdest thing.
Own planet.
I've never experienced something so weird in my whole life as Staten Island. It's he talks about in his videos, he talks about like everyone adds an S to everything at that. I've after he's posted that video, I've never been so aware of it. And I do it too. And I've only done it since I lived on Staten Island.
It's a strange thing.
It's awful.
Yep. They go to Targets.
It's like the weirdest thing ever. I don't understand. All right. So you are an exception to the rule. So we're going to like play off on that because we're really happy that we're finding out there's more than one version of man.
What do you want? Do you want security? Do you want a woman that can cook a good meal? Do you want a woman that can make you laugh? What are like the key things here that, I mean, besides the raunchy stuff, what else is,
you know,
you have a guy friend that like they've been the player your whole life, you know, in high school and college. And then all of a sudden they settle down and they're like smitten with a girl. What is it about that girl? Yeah. What do they want from that girl?
What is that girl doing different that the rest of us are not doing? Yeah.
Okay. I have a few different like opinions on that.
Cool.
The first thing is, I remember I was talking to my friend through a breakup, right? He broke up with this girl, and what he was really saying out loud was like, I'm pretty good at, I'm like, just like emotion and like understanding people. It's one of the gifts I think I have. I'm the worst person at math you could ever imagine, but you know, look at my life and what I'm succeeding in, you could see that I'm obviously different than most people. So, I believe I'm in tune with like emotions. And he was telling me like, bro, I'm never gonna find a girl like this again, and like, what did I do? And I'm like, all right, well, let's literally like make a list right now. What about this girl did you love, and what specifically? And all he was doing was naming bland, broad things any girl could do. Like, it wasn't the look in her eyes, it wasn't her smile, it wasn't any, it was just, she's a good girl, she cooks for me.
Please do more accents. This is what I need.
It was all just bland shit that most decent girls in New York, where we come from, would do anyway, because they're just like, that's how we were raised, you know? So like, I was telling him, like, dude, you're not in love with her. You're just comfortable and you had a schedule. And now that that's gone, that's what you're afraid of. It's not this girl in particular. Cause like, if you, I have so many things specifically to Leanna that I love so much. And I literally waited to find someone like her. Like we, our generation now is like, oh, I'm 30. So when you're, you know, when you're 20, you could date a girl for 7 years. And then in that 7 years, think, I don't know, maybe is she the right one? Is she the right one? But now that I'm 30, we date for a week and we get married.
Yes. You're like, I got no time left here.
No, let's move this forward. That's literally a thing. It like freaks me out. I'm like, wow, like I have guy friends that have dated really great girls. And now it's like they meet a girl and they've been dating a year and it's like, oh, we're engaged. And I'm like, is she the one or are you just tired of the game?
Yeah, of looking. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you settling.
One or are you 30 and did you just get onto the fire department? And now you just wanted to make points.
Okay, Eric. What turns guys off the most that they do?
I don't know. Most guys, most guys just can't talk about like my girlfriend loves to talk about what happened at work. I think that like most guys can't listen and actually contribute. So I've learned to just don't give advice. Just sit there and listen because she doesn't really want my advice because then she gets angry at me if it makes sense,
came home and was expecting.
She doesn't. Yeah, she just wants me to listen to her and just don't say anything. So I know that I've seen how like other guys just don't like they're really just like just kind of dicks. Like true. I don't care or oh it sucks or whatever. Like they're just kind of mean.
I think the most infamous one is wow that's crazy.
I always try to listen. I always try to give advice, but sometimes girls don't want advice because they don't really want a solution. Like I did this thing in my act where it's like, if a girl is telling you like, yeah, so I'm at this green light and everyone's beeping at me. And I'm like, well, you know, you're supposed to go through the green lights. You never take my side. So, they don't actually want like solutions. Like they want you to just sit there and be like, well, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you're at a green light. Got it. I've learned that. I sound like the Men's Warehouse guy right now. You guys remember those old commercials? It's early here, so I sound like the guy.
I know.
Men's
when I was like, "We're gonna take you at 12," you're like, "Oh, that's 9 a.m. my time." I was like, "Ouch."
How are you? Do you remember those? Do you remember those commercials?
Yeah.
You're gonna like the way you look.
I guarantee it.
Okay, so sounds like you're the kind of guy that girls want to date, right, Trey?
You know, but you know what? You know what's funny? I thought that. All throughout my 20s, and it's not true, especially where I come from. Girls would describe me specifically, and then I would meet them, and they didn't want me. They wanted to complain. They wanted to complain that they wanted me because they wanted a guy who was a douchebag. They wanted a guy who was.
I think every girl wants the guy that's a douchebag, which is mind blowing to me.
They really, really, really do. And I'll tell you what, when I got a big following from my YouTube videos when I was younger, and dating girls was the easiest fucking thing in the world. I would literally get messages from girls just wanting to hang out, hot girls that just wanted to hang out. I'd go to DJs, they'd buy me drinks. I've never heard of that in my life.
Whoa, she's gotta be looking for dick to buy a guy drinks. Like she's on a mission.
Yeah, but like you want to hear something funny? Is like they would all, every single one of them, would be like, "Oh, you're a lot nicer than I thought you were." And what that meant was, you're not as hot as I thought you were. Because
wow.
I like,
is that what guy? When we say that, that's what guys take it as, like.
Well, for me, well, listen, this is a very, like, it's very specific to my situation. Like, they expected, actually, they wanted me to have a big head. They wanted me to think that I was the man.
I'm telling you,
I could hook
that's
up.
Just what all girls want. That's
no, I disagree. I think you were going to DJs.
I mean, also, you were at DJs.
You're at DJs. A, first mistake. And B.
No, that is true. There is something to be said about that 100% because the type of girls that I would, that I'm talking about are not.
Yeah.
Not the every girl.
And they're the girls
America.
That are, you know, like messaging, you know, like fangirls. Like,
they're fangirls.
You know what I mean?
They're
like
groupies.
That's gonna be, they're groupies. They're going to be a certain type of way and want a certain type of guy.
Do
but
you have a lot of groupies now? Because now you're hitting like, what, almost 80,000?
Well, I think what's really nice is they're very respectful to knowing that
girlfriend.
I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
And
good.
Also, it's like back when I was 20, 21, my age group was a lot less, it was a lot more single. Now most of the girls my age are married anyway, so. I also like graduated to realizing, like, okay, after all those years of being out there and knowing mm-hmm. that girls from the Staten Island, New York area wanted a douchebag, they kind of do look at me as just entertainment. I don't know if they are sexually attracted to me. I think it is just, you know, make me laugh, clown. I think that's basically.
Oh my God.
Make me a balloon, clown.
Exactly.
This is where we're going. What do men want? They want like a little more than, they want a little depth.
So basically what.
Not every guy. Though,
no, like I know. Said, but I'm... I think you're wrong. I think a lot of men do want that. I think
that's what grabs them to begin with is the looks. And if there's something additional, great. But like not all of them need the additional, but it's good to have it.
You have to have something in common.
Because if they're not deep, why does she need to be deep? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, for the most part, and like that's what I was looking for. I was looking for someone who had like a second layer of like interestingness. So a real quick story. Like I'm really into music, and my favorite band was at the time this band called Angels and Airwaves. It was the guys from Blink. He made his own band, right? And every time I would date girls from Staten Island, I would like kind of bring up that I liked them, and they would be like, "What is that? Is that
Arrow.
A TV show?" They had no idea, right?
Tan Mom.
So I go to DJs, speaking of DJs, and
stop going you're a there. Huge fan. You have the t-shirt. I don't care what you say.
I love that place. That place was my church in the summer.
Oh, Lord.
That's my church.
So I go to DJs and I see this hot girl and I'm like, all right, I start talking to her. I start making fun of her like I normally did. That's what how I got girls. They loved when I made fun of them. So I would go in her iPod and I would. And I'd be like, let's see what you got. Oh, wow, Drake, how original, how unique. Oh, my God, Avicii, you're so deep. And then all of a sudden, this girl had Angels and Airwaves on her iPod.
Whoa.
And she had, and it was like this weird punk rock band, this stage in my life where I was really into them. And she had all of these like bands that I knew and I would usually tell girls from Staten Island about. And that's when I was like, okay, this one is for real. And that was how I met Leanna.
Whoa. That's
no
the story.
Way. You guys met at DJs? Yep.
Oh my guys, it could happen.
I knew her. I knew her like from the island already. She knew my friend or something. So when I saw her at DJs, I was like, oh, there's that girl Leanna. Like I knew her. But it wasn't like a big thing. But no, I've known plenty of people who met at DJs.
So obviously your wedding song has to be this song that like, this band.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean,
that needs to like,
the funny thing is like, she doesn't even really like them that bad, but she just like had a bunch of like, she used to be like a weirdo, like in high school, like me into like punk rock.
Right.
And, like, you know,
so what
just
I'm
kind of just different.
What I'm hearing, I think is that, yeah. So, okay. So the look is what attracts you off
the
bat.
I think it's a 3-step process. It's looks and then some type of conversation and then like the catch hook and sinker where
like
you
having
reel
something
them in.
In common
yeah
and something to talk about
yeah I need the emotional connection
yeah
for me that's I mean yeah that what I do for a living is just what I just examine people and I make comedy about
right.
it. So I'm already out there and very very different. I don't fit in most circles. I don't have a 9-to-5. Everything about me is the opposite of what quote-unquote typical is
right.
So the person that I'm with, I feel like I wanted to embody that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very much an artist. She's very much different as well as a Staten Island girl that would understand where I come from.
But so also like, Leanna's hot. Like, let's just put it out there. Leanna's gorgeous. So that's a bonus.
Boner jams. 03.
Yeah. Yeah. We're here for it.
I mean, yeah.
I think a lot of guys want that. They just they're
yes,
too
that's
dumb
where
to honestly
that's what I was trying to
break
get to.
Through.
Yes,
and like want that. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But majority, I think you're right. Is they're just the guys are just shallow. And if you can find that one guy that's like willing to look past the looks and like dig a little deeper, that's the one that you're gonna go for. But it's hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And that's not because, oh my God, this is the right time. It's like, oh, okay, me get married too now. There's just.
I pick things up and I put them down.
Bro, you've been hardened.
Exactly.
You've seen some cold shit.
I feel
you're like
you grew up in like a war zone
yeah,
somewhere.
Seriously. Holy shit.
No, I'm just a comedian.
He needs a hug.
I see the world differently.
He needs a hug.
I can't live like a lot of people that I know who just wake up, do the same thing every day, and just get married because all their friends are getting married, have kids because all their friends are having kids. They don't think about, is it the right time? They just get married and they keep distracting themselves with shit. And I'm really not like, I'm not like depressed about it. All of that is important to me. Like I think that's why I love Leanna so much, because I'm able to have conversations with her and she doesn't like think I'm insane. She's like, wow, I never thought of it that way. And like, I think that's why we have a good relationship, because none of the other shit matters. It's just how I feel about her and how she feels about me, mm-hmm. and how I can be better to her, how she can be better to me. It's nothing else. We don't give a shit.
I think that's everyone's goal.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get from you. That's what I was wanting to hear from you. That's it. That's what
you got to make it a priority.
What you want from women. We just figured it out.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. We definitely needed to hear like another side, because with my 17 pages of sex, head, blowjobs, and make me a sandwich, and don't talk so much.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice to hear a little bit.
That's fucking insane.
Thanks, Eric.
You're the best.
You're the best.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Hello?
Steven?
This is Steven.
Is this our favorite male baddie ever?
Bad boy?
I think it is.
This is our bad boy. Woo!
What's going on,
it's
ladies?
Jess and Tracy. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Listen, we need help because we are all over the fucking place.
We need to pick me up, because so far, the men we've talked to, what do men want? They seem to care about one thing, and it's sex and sandwiches. Do you have any other insight to offer us?
Nope, that's pretty much it. Thank you for your call.
No, I mean, you want like companionship. Sex is important. Sandwiches are important.
Yeah.
All food is important, really. You want like companionship, you want friendship, you want a best friend, you know what I mean?
Me and my wife
are best friends, and that's what we say all the time to each other. You're my best friend, you know? So.
Wow. All right.
What in life, like what you want from a partner, like can you name the top three things off the top of your head, or tell us that one thing that you comes to your mind right away?
And tits is not frowned upon. If you say it and throw it in there, we'll give you the Hail Mary. It's
like someone to have your back, no matter what, whether it's through loss or whatever. I know, Jess, you went through a miscarriage. Me and my wife had a miscarriage. Just being there for each other through that is, you know, having each other's back.
I think that's nice to have, you know, someone that has your back and is there for you.
Someone to help you leave.
I guess like guys call that like a ride or die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What else?
Are you just thinking sex and you're trying to think of something else to say?
Are you literally just thinking?
No.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, sex is important, but it's all about compatibility, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not good with someone, then it's not going to work.
Right. So like having common interests, I guess, is.
Yeah. Like we love reality TV shows. I don't know. You know, stuff that we watch together, do together, go shopping, just common interests, you know?
All right. Yeah, that's good. Sweet. Okay. That's sweet. I have a little more love for humanity right now.
Barely.
We were just ripped apart by good old Ray.
Yeah. We needed
a little pick me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been a rough episode. I've learned a lot.
Yeah, we've learned a lot. But so there are other things that men look for, and I appreciate that. So I'm going to introduce a new segment called Denny's Do's and Don'ts.
This is maybe my favorite.
And the reason that this segment exists is because now my husband does not listen to the show, but Alan edits every episode and I listen back and I make edits myself. So I'll listen back and I'll be in the kitchen, whatever. So, you know, Denny will be around and he either comments and either says, wow, you're doing the right thing. Do that. That's great advice.
Wrong.
Or that's a don't. Yeah. So I said, this is really, really great. And he wouldn't come on. So I got my notes to share with you guys. Okay.
Yes.
So Denny's segment is always going to be commenting on something that we've said.
Yes.
Denny's dude. And don't.
So Denny's big don't for this episode is don't look at your man's porn history.
No. Oh, my God. That's all I do.
I know. And that's what we told people to do. And I know so many women messaged us.
Why not?
So Dennis says there's a few reasons. He says, number one, because you will be horrified. He says,
yes, I have been horrified.
He said, number two, it doesn't always necessarily depict what your man's into for two reasons. And he said, A, the titles of the videos are not always accurate to what's going on.
So oh my God, he's getting so in-depth of Pornhub.com. Like,
so
he's digging.
Said that, like, so right now, like, stepbrother porn, stepsister porn is, like, in right now. So he said, like, every video is titled the same thing. So all of a sudden, you know, you're new to porn. You go on, you're like, oh, my husband's really into his stepsister. And he's got a stepsister.
Oh,
and
no,
now
no,
you're
no,
freaking
no.
out. B, he said, browsing sometimes leads, you know, you at one video and then it suggests another video. And he says, all of a sudden, you're in some weird shit that you never expected to get into and that you're not really into.
But you're also 7 minutes into the one video you didn't think you'd end up on. And then you're like,
but
what?
Like, it reminds me of, like, you know, when we stalk and all of a sudden you're so deep.
Yeah, you're on
stalking.
Your cousin's ex's yes. nephew's best friend's dog walker's page.
That's how yes. he explained it. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. And then C, which I think was the best, is he said, it's fantasy. He said, you know, he said, Jess, are you going to really, I don't get naked for a 90-year-old Dr. Norris? And I said, no. He said, does
for
doctor,
how much does is Dr. Norris offering?
He said, does Dr. Norris turn you on when he grabs your boobs? I go, nope. He said, it's fantasy. Like, and that is the most important. So that is Denny's don't for this episode. Do not look at your man's porn history.
So, bad examples.
We're bad examples.
Yet again, because we have told you to search your man's history so many times. I felt like I have such benefits from it, though, so I don't know.
I agree, and I've given him that side of it, too, where I'm like, yeah, but, like, I know there are certain things he goes to that
yeah,
I know he
likes. Yeah,
that's,
like, a constant, like, yes. category that he'll end up at.
Yes,
yeah.
But I think in general, like, what I think he really wants to say is, like, that's my private stuff.
Yeah,
and
he's
I
like, get your fucking
it.
Hands off my porn. That's what he wants you to say. So he's giving you his don'ts
oh,
in
goodness.
Such a nice, manly manner.
All right, so
we need
to wrap
Alan.
It up.
We need him.
We need Alan so bad.
Baddie daddy time.
Baddie daddy time.
By the way, I text Jess and Alan on Father's Day.
I literally yes, wrote.
Yes, you did, you sicko. I wrote, happy Father's Day, baddie daddy. Thanks for raising us two non-techie losers and completely scarring you for life. We love you.
Hey, baddies, it's Alan. I've been asked by Jessica and Tracy to tell you my thoughts on what men want, and I'm going to talk about three things. I'm going to talk about, you know, personal life. I'm going to talk about romantic life, talk about career. I'm going to start with career because we're right here. Career-wise, I think men want to feel like they have power.
Power.
Men want, a lot of men said that.
To feel like they're accomplishing something. Whether it's that they end the day off and they look back on what they've done for the day and they're like, I feel good about this, or they believe what they're doing is ultimately going to make something better for someone else down the road. And that's how I feel. That's what I want to do.
So
personal life.
Hold
I
on.
Think.
I'm going to pause this. So Alan really.
He's
I mean,
awesome.
He's
saying everything guys are saying.
He's saying it
but
in
the nicest
more
way.
Appropriate way. Yep. All right. Carry on.
Personal life. I think you want to feel safe. You want to feel like you're somewhere you're not going to end up, you know, without any money, without a life jacket, without someone there to help you
yeah.
out. So you
sure.
want to make sure you have friends. I think men want to surround themselves with people that hype them up and fuck around with them, but like help them do better. Mm. Romantic life.
Yeah, romantic boy. Life. Get into it.
I think you want someone that you can trust. I think men want someone.
Trust.
Help.
Not one of these fuckers said trust.
No.
They said loyalty, but that's different.
No, loyalty is you don't suck anyone's dick but mine. Trust
yeah.
is not something that they said.
Nothing.
No.
Men want someone that can help make them laugh.
Love
I think
that.
Men want someone that make them feel safe. And
yes.
At the same
men
time,
men are too pussy to say that they want
like
someone to make them
a lot
feel
of risks.
Safe.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's what I've found, which is why we've set our... wedding month. We're getting married in October of 2020.
Woo! Yeah, Alan! Wow. Oh, that's a nice... All right. So you know what? I was going to end this episode on a bitter-ass fucking note.
No. Let's be happy.
That's a really
daddy
nice
daddy
news.
Comes through.
Congratulations, Alan. That is going to be a fun wedding to crash.
Yes. Don't invite us so we could crash it.
What did we learn, Tracy? We learned that men are simple
they're
as fuck.
Not only simple, they're fucking assholes. And
they're
we
assholes.
Have to just take them for what they are because they're never going to change. Thousands and thousands of years, they have always wanted the same thing.
Yes. Like, we were trying to get so
we
deep and,
trying
like, trying
pull
to really
it out
pull
of
it.
The guys. No, it's so surface.
It's so surf. It's so simple.
The shallowest thing I think I've heard since 2013 was, I picked my wife because I knew she would never get fat. I'm writing that on my fucking bumper sticker and I'm selling it because that is the most epic and honest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I don't hate him for it. That's how we felt about it. And that's how we picked her. A lot of guys are going to be like, oh, I picked her because she had really nice tits. So I was like, I could fuck those forever.
Yeah.
But he said a different version of that. Like, I knew she would never get fat. Yeah. I'm not into fat girls. So yeah. Okay. So like, we can't hate on this. Like, they're at least being honest with us.
They're being honest. What, again, if we could take unpeel the layers back on
layers,
what the,
they're like,
yeah,
ogres.
What they're saying, what Ray is trying to say is that he has a type. So he found someone that was
always going to be his type.
That was going to always be
because
his type.
Because he doesn't want to cheat on her, so she'll always be his type.
Right.
And she gives blowjobs before work trips. So, like, where's the fucking...
What a
where's
woman.
The downfall here?
I'll marry her, too.
Yeah. Let's all marry her. Fuck, man. He's really figured out life.
He's figured out life.
He had his 20s. He screwed everyone that walked by him. And then he found the skinny girl who sends him off on, you know, the right way.
And birthed him a son.
And
look
birthed
at
him an adorable... namesake child.
Well, on that note, I don't know why we ever thought we'd get a real answer from someone who uses the word pork sword.
Well, thank you for everyone for listening.
Thank you.
We're really sorry.
We are never going to try to figure out
we're never
going to
do this again. So enjoy this episode because we'll never try this
ever
again.
What we will keep doing is to try to unpeel these layers and to figure out how to one-up these guys and be smarter than them and play them.
We'll try.
Play the games right back.
Yeah. If we find ways around this system, we'll let you know.
We promise.
But as of right now, we're totally fucked. So enjoy whatever man you could find, basically. Goodbye.
Thank you to Dimly Wit.
Thank you for Alan for giving us that
Daddy Daddy
sweet conclusion to our obnoxious show. Thank you for everyone for listening. Download, subscribe, send to a friend.
Don't send this one to
don't
anyone.
Send this one, maybe. Send our last episode to a friend. This one I'm sorry about. I don't even know why I thought I could try to understand men.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.